Ja, en daf hof om het beest. Boy minei rovo mi Rav Nachman. Rovo es Rav Nachman ha-shaylo. Kosav lo get al tas shows off. A husband wrote a get to his wife on a golden platter. Vo omar lo, but he told her his kabli gitech, be his kabli ksubosech. That I'm giving you this golden platter that I want to kill two birds with one stone. I'm giving you a get. And since the get is machayev me to pay you a ksubit, so with the value of the gold, of this golden platter that it's engraved in, that should be your piroin a ksubit. Mao, what is the din? Well, let's wait a little bit to explain the tzdodei hashayla. But that was the shayla. If one can kill two birds with one stone, with one nesine, it'll be a nesine's haget and the piroi naksuda. Omale, so he answered him, niskablo gito, the niskablo ksubos, no problem. It's both, it's nesine's haget and piroi naksuda. Eisve, so the Gemara asks Akashe, Iskabli gitoch, vahashar liksubosoch. There it says, he gave her a long piece of paper. The first third of the paper, the get was written on. The second two thirds of the paper was blank paper. And he told her, so the first third is for the get. And the second two thirds is a piroin for yeksube. So niskavlo gito vahashal liksuboso. So there we see that the Baraisa was specific that dafke, if the nesines haget is not the piroin haksuba, vahashal liksuboso, then it's good. But it would seem from this Baraisa, if he wants that there should be, with the nesines haget, the nesines haget, Kufa should be a peroin aksube. It won't help. Time of the ikeshah, it would seem dafke, if there is leftovers. And we say the leftovers, the peroin aksube, and the mokim aksib is the get. Holeke shaloi, so we see not the way Rav Nachman had answered. Sumo says, no. Hu adinafal gav, the leke shal. Afilu, the get that he is giving her, Philo, the get that he is giving her, there's nothing left for the ksube. The get alone is the piroin ksube. For kamash malon, the afal gab, the ikesha, even though there's extra, yomaloin, if he mentioned when he gave her the get, I'm giving you a long klaf. And the reason for the long klaf is with this, I want to pay up the ksube, so then it's called a piroin. Eloi, but if he didn't say anything, then I don't assume that the purpose of giving this klaf is to pay up the ksube. My time, avira de megiltahu, I assume that this is the gilyain of the get. That means, mistimas dvorov, I don't say, well, why am I giving you extra klaf? You have to understand the, No, I don't say that. I say you give extra klaf. So this is the gilyain of the this is the rest of the get of the so you have a big gilyain, a large border. And then later can't I know this should be a piroin. You didn't say this b'shas ma'isus, so this was automatically received as the gilyain of the get. You want to pay the ksub, and I have to start paying bazunda. That's what this is. Dafkel, you say, beferish, vahashar liksube, then I could use the extra amount of gillion for piroi naksube. Let us see what Rashi says. Oleka shaloi, it would seem if there's nothing left over, you cannot say that the get should be a piroi naksube. The mokain, get boy la meisev lo matone gemure yishum gerishin veloy l'shem peroin perceive v'nosa. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. I saw that Teres Shmuel brings down the stipler in Kilashakiv Simen Tazayin, and I'd like to mention a little what the stipler says. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Perik HaZayrek. There was a Maisa there that there was a husband that was a Shchiv Mera, and he was pretty sick on Shabbos. They wanted to make sure that she should be geget before he dies. Now, he was who knows where, and the get was in her room. So they told her she should make a chazokah Shabbos in the room and be kind of the get. So Mamela wasn't shechem to make a physical nesina, so she should be kind of the get. So there's a machlekes harishonim how this worked. Rashi says it worked because kinyanaga, that means he was magnet to her, this cheder, this room that the get was there, and agav, the kalke was makna the get, kinyanagav, metalt, it was magnet metalt from agav kalke. The Rishainim disagree with Rashi for two reasons. One reason is, if it works with kinyan agav, so why did she have to make a chazoke in the room that the get was? Agav, you don't need ziburin. That means the kinyan agav is I can make, if you want to be maknami a kalke with metaltlim, I can make a chazoke in this kalke and kind of metaltlim in another place. It doesn't have to be, the metaltlim do not have to be in the same kalke, on the same kalke that you're making a maise kinyan in. That is one kasha. And then the Rishonim hold that kinyonim b'chlal don't help by gittin. You need a maise nesine. The nosam b'yod, not a makne to her. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So the Rishonim or achilik and Rashi learn pshat in the Gemara, she was kainal kinyan chotza. Now kinyan chotza works with alumnus. Chotza mitam yad. So if I give her a yad with which to be kind of the get, that's also called v'nosam biyoda. I'm giving her a yad with which to be kind of the get. But according to Rashi, it's not giving, she's not kind of it's yad, she's kind of it's kinyan, kinyanaga. So there we have these two problems. First of all, there's no mice in the scene. And then why do you need that, that she should be kind of the kalke that the get found, the room that the get was in. So the Ktzais wants to fa'emfarashi. The Ktzais wants to say, on this kasha that we see from, why was it necessary that she made a kinyan in the room that the get was in? So the Ktzai says, Aniluyis, he says, there's a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says that if a person gives his wife a get, and there's a string attached, and he's holding the string, the get is in her hand, and he's holding the string, v'yochel anatek. He could pull the get, it's in her hand, but he's stronger than her, and if he pulls the string, he could take it out. So the Gemara says, there's a chasoron of krisus. That means in the maisa geirishin, she's still connected to him because he could still pull the get away from her. So Mamela fell to maisa geirishin. So the Ktzai says, if the get would have been in a different room, and if the get would have been in a different room, And she would make a chazok in another room, so take the get would belong to her, but the get is nimtza birshus, so it felt like in maise krisus. That means it's her get, but it's in his rishus. So his rishus is a chazok in the maise krisus, just like Yochel the Natik. If I can bring it into my rishus, it's called felta maisa krisis. Who adin? If the get is mamish lying in my rishus, to zicha bechasol in the krisis. That's why it was necessary to, that's why it was necessary that she should make a chazoke in the room that the get was in. So now she's going to the get al-sagav and the room is hers. So memele, so it's not nimtza bushes. Fine. Al kaponim, we have Rashi shita is that kinyonim help. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says you cannot be makna a get with chalipin. Moses klo, chalipin will not help by a get. So according to Rashi, that kinyonim help. V'nosan b'yodo does not mean you have to make a mice in the scene. V'nosan b'yodo means you give it to her, and if I makna it, it's also called giving to her. So why isn't chalipin good? So the Ktzai says, there's a Gemara in Bob Metziah. The Gemara in Bob Metziah speaks about Matnas Kohune. There's a mitzvah of Matnas Kohune. There's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to give Tumat HaKohen. So the Gemara says, what will be the din if the Kohen is here, the Yisrael is here, the Tum is someplace else? So the Yisrael will tell the Kohen, I want to be making mitzvahs in the scene. You give me a Suda. And for this Suda, I'll be makni you the Tume. So the Gemara says, he won't be Mekayim mitzvahs nesine, because it says, v'nosan, and this is derech mekach umemka. This is a Gemara about Matzia daf yud aleph from an beis. It's famous that we had once mentioned this svara, just, let's say, to be madayah the Gemara for 1 minute, that be'emison, the pashtus loshna Gemara would seem that kinyan Suda is an exchange. That means, for the Suda, you're giving me the Suda, and in exchange for the Suda, I'm giving you the Truma. That's not Vinosan. That means that you're not giving the Matnas Kuna away, you're exchanging. He's giving you the Suda, and you're giving him the Truma. So that's not Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna has to be a Maton. So the stipler, let's just think for 1 second, what'll be the din? I owe the coin $100. So I come over to the coin. I'll tell the coin, you know, I owe you $100. You're waiting for the last 10 years, I should pay you up. You know what? I'm gonna do 2 mitzvahs. I'm gonna give you 2 mitzvahs that's worth $100. I'm paying up the coin, and I'm a kayin mitzvahs nesinas trumah. So the stipler, I'm after ketok. That's not called nesinas trumah, I'm sorry. You're paying up your chayv with it, so that's called v'nosan. That's what the Gemara says over there, derech mekech umemka. That means the truma has to be a matone from the Yisrael to the coin. I'm giving you, if you owe him $100 and you're paying up the chayv, you're not mekayim mitzvahs nesine, you're paying up the chayv. So we have a moiridike dugme. There's the Indian of matnas kahune. In matnas kohune has to be a matone. It cannot be derech mekech ememke. It cannot be a pirayin. So we have here a beautiful Rashi over here. Rashi says, now we'll understand every word of Rashi. Oleko shaloi. But if he's not, that means if he's paying up the if he is paying up the ksuba with the rest of the get, and this get he's giving not l'shem peroin, is good. But if there's nothing left, the mokim get boil a meisiv lo matone gemure mishim geirishin. The get has to be given for a matone v'loi l'shem peroin. D'chsi v'nosan. It says v'nosan. So fakel, so Rashi is saying this whole shtik teire. We had said what the ktsei says in shitas Rashi. In the sinas haget, why the Ktzai says that is why chalipin is no good, because it's derech mekech ememker. That's why even though kinyonim are good by gittin, but it has to be a matone. It can't be an exchange. So mamele here Rashi is saying, so if this is a piroin, I'm paying up the chayv I owe you. This is not vinosan. Venosa means it has to be a matone. That is the taich venosa. So everything is beautiful. But the problem is, it's not beautiful, it's cheklach. It's a calamity. Why? Because that's the Gemara feels always, and it is good. They asked Rav Nachman, now we understand that Stodei Ashaila, that Stodei Ashaila was that Piroim felt in Venosan. That means Venosan means L'shem Matone. You have to give it for a Matone, not a payment. Just like by Matnas Kuhuna, you can't pay up your chayv and be yoitza Matnas Kuhuna. It has to be Matnas Kuhuna. It has to be a Matone from the Yisrael to the Kohen. So the same thing, Venosan lo Sefer Christus, that was the Havamina from the Gemara. She shouldn't be good. Felt Venosan, he's paying up. It's not a Matone. That would be very good, but the Maskonas are Gemara is that it is good. So this is Bemison Ashrekluche Kasha on the Ktois. That was the Ktois's whole shtick toire to be Mazbar Shitas Rashi, that Chalipin won't help because it's Derech Mekach Memke, and you need Venosa. Our Gemara says that Biroin, there's no Chisoran of Venosa. Even though he's paying up a Chayv. That's a problem. But Al Koponim, the Tzodei HaShaila we can understand. Now let us see Taisvis. Iskabli Giter Biskabli Subosech Mal. Av Al Gav the Kosvei Alisurei Ano Kosher. So Taisvis is asking Akasha, who says he has to give her something? He gives her Isurei Ano. It's kosher. She's not giving her anything. She's not getting anything. So memele, so what's the problem? He's paying up his chayiv. He's paying up the ksuba with this, so she's not getting anything. She's getting the same amount that she would have gotten if he gives Yisurei Ano. Yisurei Ano, she's also not getting anything. She's not receiving anything. Aino mishum the yoiv lo miya kol aget. He's giving her the get. It's worthless, but he's giving her the get. Avol hochi lo yoiv lo elo b'teiras piroi. Here he's giving her b'teiras piroi. So teiras piroi is worse. So the stipler seems to learn that that's pshat in this taste was also that. Isurei no could be called a matona. I'm giving it to you. What are you getting? That's irrelevant. But I'm giving this a matona, so it's worthless. Fine. About kabon that's called in the nesine. Avolhoche lo yoiv lo elo b'teiras peroi. Here it is only given l'shem peroim. So it's worse. Felton benosa. Perhaps we could say a little different pshat in Taisvis. I'm not sure, but I'd like to mention a word. Then perhaps this is a comparison to that word. The Goyim in Aderes Aliyo, in his Pirish, Sechtes Peyed, so on the first Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim, Shainlam Shir. So the going says, Ainlam Shir, he brings a Yerushalmi, Bain Milamailo, Bain Milamato. That means there's no Shir, there's no maximum Shir, and there's no minimum Shir. So there's no minimum Shir, Zukta Goyim. That means that if in Talmud Torah, if a person learns one word of Torah, so he's makayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah. That means if there's a Mishnah in Broches me'emes haKeren Hashma ba'arvin, so I don't have to learn the whole Mishnah in order to be makayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah. Now, as soon as I say the first word, Me'ei Messiah was Mekayim Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah. Ein Lam Shi Lamato. There's no minimum Shi'a. One word of Torah is also Torah. Me'el, therefore, the Goyin is Marich, so if one word of Torah is Torah, so it comes out of Mir Dikazach. So if a person is learning 1 minute and he says 200 words, he has 200 mitzvahs of Limud HaTorah, with Salma Torah Kenegat Kulam. So Mir Dikazach, so the Goyin speaks about the gewaldike Shivas of Limud HaTorah, which we don't have in any other mitzvah. So the Goyin asks Akasha on himself. He brings a Gemara Menachis. It says, Vagisa Bayoyma Valaylo. So one can be Yaitse Bekrishme Shal Shachas Valvis. Yaitse Vagisa Bayoyma Valaylo Bekrishme Shal Shachas Valvis. So the Goyin got stuck. So Vaistois, Yaitse Bekrishme Shal Shachas. You have to say Krishme. According to me, a full of one word is enough. Krishme Shal Shachas. And that's the Goyin's kash. So the Goyin says, no, the Gemara's tongue is a bigger chiddush, even though he's learning Krishma, it's the mitzvah of Krishma. So I'm not even saying a word, l'shem limud HaTorah. I'm saying all the words, l'shem Krishma. That's a bigger revuse. So even though it's being said, l'shem Krishma, the first word, shema, I'm yaitz of mitzvah limud HaTorah. That's pshat in the Gemara. So l'chayre, there the Goyin is saying a chiddush. That means even though the reason why I'm saying the word is l'shem mitzvahs krishma, afal pike, it's considered, I said a word of Torah. Since be'etzim it's Torah, so it's called I said a word of Torah. So could be, that's the same, pshat is like this. If she's getting it saivasai als piroin, that means she's not getting it als nesine. Not the way we said before that nesine means matones or piroin is astire. That means if there's another reason why she's getting it, she's getting it because I owe her the ksube. So then it could be considered that I didn't give her anything. Since this is hers because of the ksuba, so it's not called vinasan. What did you give her? Just like the Goyin said, if I'm saying it because of Krishma, so I didn't learn anything. I said it because of Krishma. So it could be that is pshat and toisves. By Yisurayano, I gave her a gift, so it's worthless, so it's worth, I gave her something. So it's not considered that I gave her anything since she is receiving it peteiras peroin. So it's not considered I gave her anything because it's hers automatically als peroin. Could be that pshat and taisvus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabono. Areze gitoch ban yor sheli. A person gives his wife a get. But he said, the get is yours, but the paper is mine. Eina megureshes. So she's not megurish. Zogt Rashi, v'aniyo, kol haniyo, ani mi'akev latzmi. I'm not giving you the niyo. The niyo is mine. Eina megureshes. The kivin v'aniyo shalom. Leinos ala klum. He didn't give her anything. The nimtzu ois yeis peiches ba'avim. I'm just giving her OCS without a sefer. That means I'm not, the sefer is mine. The paper is mine. I'm just giving you OCS. That's not called a gift. See, he's not giving her a gift. He's giving her OCS peches baba. Al menashe tarziri li yes haneyo. What if he said al menashe tarziri li yes haneyo? Rareza megureshes. So Rashi says, that means I'm giving you the get, it's your get. And just like by Esrig, it has to be your Esrig, I give you a maton, but on a condition you should return it. So here it's yours, on condition you should return it. That means it's, so memela tanai mul sachiti, so it's called I gave it to you. Tanas laharze, shmo maton. Boy Rav Pope. So Rav Pope klar the shaila. Ben shita l'shita, ben teva l'teva mai. Take. So Rashi says, Niyor shebein shita l'shita, sheli. Mal. Now what will be the din over here? That means he's giving her the niyor that's underneath the Isis, but the space between one line and another line, that is keeping for himself. So the Gemara is klaying a shayla. Is this good or no good? So what is the shayla? What are the tzadeya shayla? So the Chassam Sefer wants to say as follows. And Benson, the Ritva also, the Rabbi Nekrakash, Achsumer says, mentions, but he, the Chassam Sefer, his mom take a little. He says like this. If we say the Chassorim of Rei Zagitoch Vaniyor Sholi is because it's Oisius Poiches Bab, he's not giving her a Sefer. Yeah, he's giving her a Sefer. Because the niyor underneath Oisius is hers. He's just taking the empty spaces he's keeping for himself, Ben Shita L'Shita. Then it should be good. Could be there's another chesaron. There's another chesaron when he's keeping the niyor underneath the Oisius. There's a chesaron in Krisus. So that means this missing Krus Gita, he's not giving her the whole get. He has a shutvis in the get. And perhaps this is much worse. Now we mentioned before, get biyodo, meshicha biyodo, he can take away the get from her. In this get, in the Sefer Krisus, he has a bailus. We shutvim together in the get. He's ma'ugid with her in the get. We have joint ownership in the get. Underneath the Oisius, it belongs to you, and the spaces belong to me. Is there such a chesaron of Krus Gita that means the get has to be completely hers, and he can't have any ownership in the get? They can't be shutfim in the get, or no, maybe not. That is the take. Frech the Gemara. V'teipiklei de sefer echot omar rachmone v'leishnayim u'shleisha sforim. So the Gemara says, afilo you say it's good. There's no chesaron of Krus Gita. There's no chesaron that he has an ownership in the get. That's no problem. But the Torah said, because of the sefer echot, one sefer, v'leishnayim u'shleisha sforim. That means if between the lines, if between the lines belong to him, so she's being get with 4 svarim, 12 svarim, the 12 lines. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de Me'ure. We're speaking about that the Oisiyas are Mechuba. Now, let us see Rashi. Liyosh Menchito Shita Sheli Mahu de Me'ure. Mechuba b'miktzas, it's mechuba b'miktzas. Shoyu boy oisiyos aruchin hamegiim mishita l'shita v'roshe kol teva v'teva. Now, we'll come back to this Rashi, but before we say pshat in this Rashi, I'd like to learn Aram. Aram is and is on the Yudah Medalev. That is, if we'll see there, after the wide lines, the starts, there are thin lines, narrow lines. So to the fourth line of the narrow lines, Beinon Allah Big Mora Ben Shita Lushita Ben Table Teva Mao. Kloima Im Shaya La Atmoy Haniyo Shabinayam Mao. Upachina the Gmores Vatepik Lay the Sefer Echod Omar Rachmone Loishnayim Ushloisha Sfor. So the Ran had a psakasha. Where do you have three sforum over here? It's one big sefer. Kloima. The kiven the lektitza koi. Since what's going to be? We have here a shutfis in this get. The spaces between the lines belong to him. The lines belong to her. So how are we going to, settle the shutfis? We'll cut it. Kiven the lektitza koi ki kotzitz domi. Will I have a get? Period. So that's Pshan the Gemara's kasha. Kiven the lektitza koi. So it's like it's kotzitz already. So you have here 12 svarim. Chsam Seifer asks on this ran. He says it's very difficult. The ran, first of all, we don't hold kol haimed lektitz ki kotzitz domi. There's no such thing. And he says, it'll come out a mirde kechidish. He says, let's say if a person will write a mezuzah and, or a sefer Torah, and the in between will be his, will be a psachsorn of kimmel v'alutzvorim, because he could use in between, because Mishayv in between. Anyway, the Chassam Sefer wants to say that there's two dinim. There's a din v'kosav lo sefer and sefer v'nosav. He has to give her one sefer. In v'nosan, Chassam Sefer does understand the svore. That means, if l'mais, I'm giving you 12 lines, so it's called, I'm giving you 12 svore, because l'mais, since the in-between will belong to me, Bishask Siva could be, it's called one sefer. I don't say koloimid liktzeitz kekotzitz tomi. So it's called the kosav lo sefer krisis. The ksiva was one sefer. But nesina, since the spaces in between belong to me, it's called the nesina of gimel adalet svar. That's what the chsam sefer says. Amal kaponim. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that it was Mu'ure. It was Mechuba. Now, before we go back to Rashi, I would like to learn the third Taisva, the fourth Taisva on the Yomit. Loitzriche de Mu'ume, the Mu'ure. It's speaking about that it's Mechuba. Mikan medagdek Rab Yitzchak Bamotrai. Dein zorich beget shetei kol ois va ois mo kefes gvil me arba ruchiser ke di omar hoche de ma'ura. That means we have a klal by a sefer Torah that every ois has to be completely surrounded by gvil, by klal. And if one ois touches another ois, so there's a psul in the ois because in the place where it's touching, it is not mukif gvil. There's no klaf around it. One ice is touching the other ice. So there's a psul and sefer Torah of mukif gvil. We'll see, we learn that. Ksav tom, ksiva tamo. You need a complete ksav. And a complete ksav means it's completely surrounded by klaf. So if one ice touches another ice, it's possible. So now the Ribbon says, but what's pshat no agamore? Agamore asked, it's many sforim, Sefer Echad HaMachmon, Shema says, Me'uretz Mechuba. So, Poshet Pshat is that you have, let's say, from the, you have, Endechof, in, on the first line, in the regal of the Endechof is touching an Aleph on the third line. So Memele, so it's Mechuba. So Memele, if you cut out, even you cut out in between, it's attached from the end of the Chof with the Aleph. It's Mechuba. But if you would have, if we would say that you need Mukif Gvil, so then it's not Mechuba. So it's weiter. So we'll cut out in between, and so Philip and Beis Megimel Sforim. So Kochoch is Oiskishpal. That's what the Gemara means Ma'ure. Ma'ure means it's Mechuber. So it's not Mukav Gvil. The Chof is not Mukav Gvil. So you see, you don't need Mukav Gvil. That is what the Ribbon says. Beri Aimer, the Ein Mikan Raya. The Hod, the Koma, the Ma'ure. Now what the Gemara says, it's Ma'ure, it's Mechuber. Hainu regel chof shor shita al yoina, the chof of the shita al yoina, betes shor shita shetachteho. That means the regel of the chof is going into the avir of the tes. It's not touching the avir, but it's going into the avir of the tes. So that means even though bein ashitois, it belongs to him, but over here, this is not Beinashit, this is from underneath the regal of the Chot, into the test, into the Avir, into the Cholol of the test, that belongs to her, that's Tachas Oisius, that's not Beinashit. And the regal Chot, Shoshita Yenah Betesh, Shoshita Shetachter, Oy Roy Shlamet Behei, Oy Beches, Shalomayla Imena. So Memela, so it's not Muchach from Agamore, that you do not need mukav gvil. The Gemara does not mean they're touching. It means it's nichnas betoy chaviray. Or mikol mokrim nira lari, dein tzarech raya lahatshi. The Gemara is no raya whatsoever, but you don't need a raya. The davke v'seif ha-toyre, tfilin ha-mezuzas, binin shi oisi yais mukav es gvil. I say for Torah, there's such a loche, kidam a perek ha-koim, it's mishum d'r-sibu, chsav tom, ksiva tamo, it has to be a complete ksiva. I will beget like a paid, I feel the safer, the yoyle bin and beget, the safer the cost of beget, the sphirist vorm of those, and then you have to write in a safer. Safer means sphirist vorm, that's why koswa al oichlum, koswa al balchai is also good. So the mele, so the re says, the loch is right, but that's not pshat in the Gemara. Now let us just see 1 second the Ran. We'll see a meiru de kezach that the Ran is meiru on this taisvus. Again, daf yud. Mikan, v'dibur masam, mikan v'gdiko v'tois v'shein tzor v'get shi kol oishis mokof es gvil midad l'uchis, ava gavrim l'hochi v'sefer teir v'seches menochis, v'sefer teir liz mokof gvil, v'amrin l'hochi d'mure kosh, v'riza aloim v'shein tzorai, v'ef sh'dachim rin d'mure, haino sh'roishe sh'lamed sh'beshita tachtoine, v'lamed nichnas l'soich chalolo sh'lhei, it went into the Cholol of the hay, Eiches, Shoshit Oyein, Ochiyaitz, period. Vacherem Oimrim, Sheze, Yoise, Korev, Lifsel, Aget. This will take a be possible. Neshemevato, Tzures, Ois. So, Memele, Acherem say, in Mukif Gvil, that's right, that's a Chomer and Sefer Torah. But if you have the Reish HaLamed is Nichnas into the Avir of the Ches, so it doesn't look like a Ches, maybe it's a Kuf, it's a Vatel that Tzuras Ois. And HaGavuchet is a Moiridike Machlekes and Hilche Sefer Torah. But Kemege brings down in the Tshuvas that in Hilche Sefer Torah, if the Reish HaLamed will go into the Avir of a Hey or a Ches, there's a big tumult, could be it's possible, because it doesn't have a Tzuras Ois. So that's Tamazai, so the Okimta of the Ri is not so posh. Now, there's a Moira de Kekashe from the Rishash, Amstamaram, the Rishash, and Bemison Basimed Rajbe speaks about this already. The Rishash asks Akasha, the Gemara had a problem, Ben Shita Lashita, so Lamaise, it's Gimel Vidal Tzvor. So the Gemara says, it's Mu'ure. So Rashi says that we have, okay, we have Taisvis, we have a long Chaf or a Gag of a Lamed, and it's, so the Beshita Lashita, I cannot cut out the whole Shita because there are long Oishis which are Machaba, the Shita El Yaine with the Shita Ashlishis. But bein teva l'teva, he said bein teva l'teva, so I can make columns. So it's weiter. The bein teva l'teva, bein teva l'teva is so it also belongs to him. Bein teva l'teva, bein shita l'shita. So l'chayre, the Rishash asks, he can make columns. So it's weiter. I'll cut out bein teva l'teva, so you'll have taka. Like Chinese, you'll have the shita al yoine is ma'ure for the shita the ashlishis because you have long oisias, but by table to table, so you have a whole bunch of you have more than one sefer. That's the Rishash's kasha. So I thought. But then later, Baruch Hashem, I found, the Rashba says this. Now let us see the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, the Ma'ure b'miktsas, shahoyu boy oisi yois aruchin hamagin mishita l'shita. Fine, that's good. Now what does Rashi say? Beroshe kol teivo v'teivo. Now what does this mean over here? The Rosh Kol Teva V'Teva. It has to be the you need it should be in the Rosh Teva. It could be in the middle of the Teva. The Rosh Kol Teva V'Teva. So I thought Rashi means is missing above. Ube Rosh Kol Teva V'Teva. That means by each Teva it's also Ma'ure. That means Bein Teva L'Teva, the Gag of the ois rishayna of the teva is ma'ure with the gag of the previous teva. So that means bein teva the teva they're also ma'ure. Rashi wanted to take care of this. That was Rashi's kasha. So that's what the chet's missing about. So me'mele, so there's two chiburim. There's a vertical chibur, there's a horizontal chibur. In Baruch Hashem, I found the Rashba says this. The Rashba Taki says, he brings down, he wanted to say a different shot in the Gemara. But Hanegei Elonu, he says as follows. Yeah. He says, for Rashi, I will make perish Rashi Zalnire, that it's talking about one case, he was Meshayer, other Rishonim learned Pshat, that the two different cases, Bein Teva L'Teva, Bein Shita L'Shita, two different cases. So if you learn Tzabayshpul, if you learn Bein Teva L'Teva, two different cases, not Bein Teva L'Teva Meshita L'Shita, Bein Teva L'Teva. That's one case. So Bein Teva L'Teva is Bechlal no problem. Because then it's Mechuba by the Shitas. Bein Shita, there's no problem of two Svarim. If he only said Bein Teva L'Teva. The Gemara's only kasha was Bein Shita L'Shita. Bein Shita L'Shita. So then it's the Gimel V'Dalet Svar. And that the Gemara, Bein Shita L'Shita is no problem because it's Mura. So that's how other Rishonim learn Pshat. Rashi learn, Alami Perish Rashi Zal Nire, Shehu Meforish, Sheshayo Bein Shita L'Shita, U Bein Teva L'Teva. He left everything for himself.
Bechim mishani loy tzrichet do muri akulekoi.
Vafilu aben teva leteva, demari begag hois yois. Afilu aben teva leteva, demachuba de gage hois yis. And that's takip shatman and zarashi, that the gage hois yis amachuba zeboze. Like the rivomets, you don't need mukav gvil, so the gagim of the oisius, let's say you have an ois that's Rashi's the roshe tevis, because you want to be mechaba the two tevis together. So let's say one tevis starts with a nun, the other tevis was a zayin, it ended with a zayin. So the two gagim are mechuba zebose. So it's mukav gvil. I'm mukav gvil. There's no problem. About kaponim, that's a Rashi. That's pshat in Rashi. Uberoshe kol teva v'teva. That is pshat. Now, and now let us see the two tashas that we skipped over. Hamenasha terzirili haneyor megureshes. Beperik misha ochsoi. Kaboi maishna reisha or maishna sefer. Now we have to appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara understood al menas lav kema'achshav domi. That means that, so if he said al menas shetachzirili, that means when will the get be chal? When you return to me the get. Then it's first chal. Al menas lav kema'achshav domi. So the Gemara Shrek look a problem. So Memela, he gave her a get, and he said, when I'm giving get, not no geishin yet. When you'll return it, then the get will be chal, mikana lahab. Well, then the get can be chal because it's by him already. So the Gemara has a problem, so why is the sefer good? That problem the Gemara has. Kaboy, maishna reisha, the reisha says, aniyo sheli, he's not giving her anything. So there's no nesina. So by the same, there's also no nesina. The get will first be chal when he gets it back. So why did there's no nesina? Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Meforish loch shenechot. So one of the Lushanis the Gemara answers, mishum de seifa have a tnai umaise bedova echad. That the tnai in the maise is on the same thing. That means the maise is the tnai is to return it, and the maisa is areyav megureshes. So there's a chesorim that there's no such tnai. Tnai u maisa bedover echod. If you hold amanas lav kemachshav domi, there's no, you can never do such a thing. If the tnai is soisa, the maisa, that means the maisa will only be a maisa after the kiyum atnai, so then it doesn't have a teres tnai. The Kosova Ahulishne, that means the Tnai of Negodim Nehuven was, the Tnai was, Im Yavru, and that if they'll go and be Loichim in Eretz Yisrael, and the Maisa was like the giving them Eva Yavim. So the Tnai and Maisa are two things. But here, the Tnai in Maisa is Bedovarecha, that means the Tnai is the Maisa will only be Chal after the Kiyam Atnai, there's no such Tnai. So therefore, so it's my bottle of my sekai. The kesava lishna doima almanas lavka ima ma'achshav domi, ben get yochol lochel, so the get can only be chal ad shetachzireyu, when she'll return the get, v'oziyev shel lizgarish, she'in a get biyodo. Ilkach, so memele, so according to this ma'alach in the Gemara, Af al pi sheloy hechziro, so even though she didn't return it, mugereshes, because, so according to this first mahalach, so since there's no such tnai, so Memela says she doesn't have to return it, the tnai is worthless. Berove de kama bepeh kama de kedushin, heilech esek zebe matone, al menas shetarzire li, Echziro yotzo. So Rova holds it's also tnai umaise bedover echot. Loisova kahulishne. He doesn't hold like this. Now Rova holds amenas kema'achshav domi. Because if Rava would hold on Menas lav kema'ar shavdomi, if Rava would hold on Menas lav kema'ar shavdomi, so pshat is so, heilich esrig ze on Menas shetachzir leil, so when will it become your esrig? When I get it back. So then it can't become his esrig anymore. So Rava doesn't hold this teretz of Tnayu Maisa B'Dovarecha, that it's not Chal, because Rava says, Yechzira Yotzo, Lechzira Lo Yotzo. Ela Rava L'Taime, the Meforish B'Perik Misha Ochsoi, Mishum Dahavi Maisa Koidem L'Tnayu. That means, in the Bitoi, in the way the Tnayu said, the Tnayu has to be said before the Maisa is mentioned. That means as follows. That means by Bnei Godem Bnei Reuven, he said, Im Yavru, if they'll go over. So first we mentioned the Tnai, and then we mentioned the Maiser. So since the Tnai was mentioned first, so then the Maiser is only Chal according to the conditions of the Tnai. That's Tnai Koidem LaMaiser. But if you have Maiser Koidem LaTnai, if the Maiser was mentioned before the Tnai, so then the Tnai is not Bekoyach to put conditions in the Maiser. So then we have again Maiser Kayim or Tnai Bottom. That's how Rava says Pshat the Gemara over there. L'Rava L'Tamei, the Mefosh Begum Shoksa, Mishim Bava Maiser Koidem L'Tnai. So Memele, now let's just learn the, according to Rava over there, so that's also the Tnai is not Chal, even though Yotz Kolei Ma'amanaskim Ma'achshav Domi, but the Tnai is not Chal because there was Maise Koidem L'Tnai. He said, it's Kabel Gitoch Amanashe Tavzireuli. So he said, first he said the Maise, and then he said the Tnai. So Rava says it doesn't have a Torah's Tnai, so Memele, she's not obligated to return it. So Memele, so Tatois is a problem, but Afalgav the Behida Esrig Nami Maise Koidem L'Tnai, so the Tnai shouldn't be Chal, so why does Rava say, Hirzira Yotza, Lo Hirzira Lo Yotza? Afalgav the Esrig Nami Maise Koidem L'Tnai, Leidok Rava Bemilse L'Minkit HaTnai K'Maisha Tzorech L'Hasnai, so Rava wasn't going into the Lashonis, but Hinech Nami have to say the correct Lashon. There's no problem whatsoever. They have a get, so then it's a good Tnai. There's no problem in the Nusach HaTnai, and the Tnai obligates her to return the get. Then the din will be, they have a get on Kain Erzirosei Lipsoi, if she eventually returned the Niyot. Sheniskayim atnai, was habiget mishor sheboli yodos. So since kolayim amanas k'mamachshem domi, so then it became a get as soon as she received it. Sefer echot omar rachmone b'lo shnayim u'shloi shesfor. Af agav de lekamon dor shirabonon sefer lisfiras dvorim. Now we have vayta machlekes, is a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachomim, if a get has to be written on a sefer, that means sefer is gematria klaf. That's a tight sefer, and therefore Rabbi Yosi holds kosvoy al ha'ichlin, kosvoy al balechayim. It's not a sefer; it's written on the wrong materials. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. The Chachomim hold sefer does not mean sefer. Sefer means relating. Sefer Krisus, the words are telling us about Mili de Krisus, but you don't need a sefer. So according to the Chachomim, there's no din bechlal sefer. So what should say sefer? Echot omar achmone b'loi shnayim b'shloises farim. There's bechlal no din sefer. Aval gav de lekamon dor shirabonon sefer lesviras dvorim. We call mokim doshin in mamayach drosha dahocha. We darshan this drosha also. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, Sfira echad omar rachmane v'loi shtayim v'sholei sfiris. Fakel. Not the word sefer, sfira. V'im toima. Heichi machshirim bepeg basre shiur mitzvah haget. He left over a chelik of the get, the kosvoi bedaf hasheni. He wrote it on the second omut. That means on the second column. Havalon lemifsel v'shnei daf mishim sefer echad omer rachmone v'lo shnayim v'shleish esvorim k'nemrine pek beis desoyte kosvo v'shnei dafim psula sefer echad omer rachmone v'aymeri d'shnei dafim desoyte ayri b'shtei chetiches v'le kamon ayri b'klaf echad b'shnei amudim. So Tosfos says that the word shnei dafim can have two translations. The Gemara in Saita that says that you have to write for a Saita Sefer Echad, Veloy Shnei Sforim, by Shnei Dafen means two different pages. Shnei Dafen means two pages. So it's felt in Sefer Echad, Veloy Shnei Sforim, you have two pages. That what the Gemara Vaita says by a get, he wrote on a Daf Hasheni, means there was two columns on one page. So that's no problem. Two columns is called still one cipher. It's written in two columns. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy Romi Bachome. Hoyu mechzokim be'eved shehu shaloi. We knew this eved was his. Veget kosuv al yodoi. And there was a get written on the yate eved. V'rei hu yoytze mitachas yodo. And she's now holding the eved. The eved is now bershusa. So all the time, if an isha has a get, let's say with eide chesime, so, and she has the get, and she says, I got the get. So the dinish is the get, and I mean, she doesn't have, ein eidem chesim get metikan oilo, but I'll kapon him from the get we see. From the get, we see that that he gave her over the get. That is dafke, a get that does not walk on its own 2 feet. So memele. So how did the get come to her? He gave her the get. But over here, v'reyu yoytz metachas yodo mal. Mi amrin, and do I say aknu yaknu? How did she get hold of the ebed? So mestami he was makna the ebed. There's a raya that the Eved is by her, that he gave her the Eved, the Teres Gerishin, and after Ketok, the Eved walked over to her, finished, so now she's saying that he gave her the Eved for a get. Omar Rove, so Rove said, v'tepikloi, d'chsab sheyochel is dayifu. Rove asked, there's a different problem. You're asking, Shaila, is it a raya that there wasn't a scene in? No raya. There's a different problem. A get that is written al yad ha'eved is aksav sheyochel is dayev. That means we'll take some Clorox and we'll clean off the get. We'll save the chsimes eidim. Then let's say the first get was written with a whole bunch of tnoim. We'll erase that whole get and we're going right now a new get. We have the two eidim. So memele it's aksav sheyochel is dayev. Aksav sheyochel is dayev, so that's possible according to Rameyeh. That means the get, the chsimes ha'eden, underneath the get, that yochel is dayev, is not telling me anything. What are they telling me? I just have the signatures. And since the get can easily be erased, and you can write a new get b'mkaymoy, so that's a possible get, so some say a possible get. So you're asking Akasha and Rami Barchome, well, Rove Kashi Masnissen, what did Rove do with the Mishnah? We learned Alayat Shel Eved, that he gave her the Eved. So I took Sav Shiochel is Dai. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Masnissen, the Rove Loikash, Be'edi Mesire, V'Rabbi Lezari. You learned Shat in the Mishnah. That there were eight Einachanami, and Eved is Aksav Sheyochel is Daiv. And Aksav Sheyochel is Daiv is possible with Eidich Sime. But the Mishti Lerm Shat is speaking about Eidim Mesire. The Eidim read the get. They saw how this get was given over. So there's no problem whatsoever. According to Rabbi Lezer, Aksav Sheyochel is Daiv is good because the Eidim read the get and they witnessed the Mesire's get. Rami Bachomi, we can't say the way Eidim Mesira, because the way Eidim Mesira said he saw the Mesira Saget, so what's the problem? What's the Shaila? So Al Kocha, there was only Eidim Sime. And that, and Rami Bachomi, Rove asked a good Kasha, it's Eidim Chasime, it's a Ksav Shiochel is Dayak. Yeah, Rami Bachomi, Kasha. So my answer is Rami Bachomi, Nami Le Kasha, B'Ksavis Kaka. Speaking about, there was a tattoo. The get was tattooed in the hand of the Eved. So Sasan Yochel is dying. Clorox won't help to take it out. It's there forever. So Mamela, so Moses Hashtados is Lohim as Nisanamile Tikshim Xavis Kaka. But the Mishnah is also speaking about that it was tattooed in the hand of the Eved, and it's not Xav Sheyochel is dying. Let us see what Rashi says. Rehu ha'eved yeitzei mitachas yodo, shevi yosoi lefoneinu, v'omro bali nosali heved hazeh, v'girshani v'kidesamas nisim, v'noisan lo ha'eved. Ma'am, mi mehemni v'lo yeidi mesir, oyu v'achshav hu b'rshuso, v'idilma hu minavshei ha'ozol, maybe he went on his own accord. V'izdayifu dilma t'noahava, maybe there was a condition written in the get, begito, Umoch kesei, and she erased the whole get, but the Kosvish wrote up a whole new get. By the Mesirah, so he said, the Mishnah is from by the Shekaruah. Rabbelezi, don't be able to get by the Mesirah. El Rami Bachom, a kash, the boy, did they be like the Mesirah? So he was kaka, eina, nimcheches, eilomis.